Still looking great in those blue and gold jackets after all these years. Well, good morning. I'm Mike Austin. Nice to be joined by Brian Walsh, the national president of the FFA organization, as we celebrate National FFA Week. Now, as we talked about the FFA, both of us mentioned that its roots are still entrenched in agriculture, but it has expanded beyond that. And when you talk about today's FFA, you talk about career development, personal growth, and in particular, leadership opportunities.
I think when we look at our organization, we are definitely rooted in the agriculture industry, and we will always have those ties to agriculture because that's what we're built upon. But as well as creating those leaders of tomorrow that are going to lead agriculturalists into the future, that are going to be those people that are setting policy for our industry, that are going to be the farmers that are producing that food, that are going to be the people that are getting that food to the consumer. So I think when we look at that leadership component, it's a very vital part of our program, just because that's what agriculture is all about. It's about leading our industry into the future and conveying our passion and our values to others.
And since this is National FFA Week, and I have the pleasure of chatting with the national president, I asked Brian to give me a little status report on just how the FFA is doing.
We are seeing an increase in membership over the last couple of years, specifically in areas where we wouldn't typically think that FFA programs exist, in 18 of the largest 20 cities, in places that are more urban settings. And when we look at the diversity data that's growing in our organization, we look at the students that are growing in our organization, we see a very successful place in which students are becoming engaged, becoming a part of agriculture, using their supervised agriculture experiences as those firsthand opportunities to understand agriculture, and then being able to implement that in our own ways through FFA.
And the last question I had for Brian Walsh was, when people see you and other members in that blue and gold jacket, what do you hope will be top of mind?
That these blue jackets bring with them great leaders, genuine, passionate people with a love for agriculture. And we hope that when people see these jackets, it's not just a jacket, but it's a symbol of a great organization that helps to develop young leaders into the leaders of tomorrow.
And certainly we add our name to the list of people saluting all the outstanding young men and women that wear those blue and gold jackets. That's an Ag Focus. Now with your prices, here's Jim Scott.
Good morning. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU with a look at how your farm markets finished up the trading day on Tuesday. We start at the Chicago Board of Trade, where March corn closed up 4.25 at 449.75. May corn up 4.75 at 455.5. March soybeans up 23.5 at 1361.25. May soybeans up 22.75 at 1348. Wheat for March up 13.5 at 612. May wheat up 11.25 at 607.5. Class 3 milk futures for February were down 2 cents at 23.12. March up 18 cents at 21.22. April up 42 cents at 20.29. May up 27 cents at 19.50. Your AA spot butter price was unchanged at 177 yesterday. Barrels of cheese up 0.5 cents at 206.75. Blocks of cheese up 0.25 cents at 210.75. From your equity co-op, high-yielding choice beef steers and heifers, 134 to 145. Choice beef steers and heifers, 118 to 133. High-yielding choice Holstein steers, 118 to 130. Choice Holstein steers, 106 to 117. Your top-selling slaughter cows were 85 to 100, with the bulk 65 to 84. Most bulls, 82 to 104. Holstein replacement bull calves, 125 to 160. Holstein replacement heifer calves, 60 to 175. And your 40 to 60-pound feeder pigs, 30 to 50 ahead. That's the way the markets finished up the day yesterday. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU.